Time now for the plays of the week. Scott Zolak with head coach Bill Belichick. Coach, big win against Kansas City. Divisional round. You did some good things on defense. Let's take a look at it.
Well, one of the things I thought we did well was defend the screen passes and had a lot of hustle to the ball. This is one of the early plays in the game. You just see the effort, everybody coming to the ball. There's really no screen plays are all about hustle and pursuit and just everybody, closing quickly, taking good angles, nowhere to go, Rob rushing the passer, come back in to make the play. That was a great way to start the game. With a lot of energy, a lot of pursuit. This is a play that I think is really a great play for us. A little bubble screen here to Kelce off the zone action and drop the ball out here. And Chung makes a real good play here running through the little wedge there in front of it. And then Malcolm comes up and makes the tackle. Again, taking away these bubble screens and taking away the perimeter plays, holding Kelce to, 3 yards a catch. And then you can kind of see Kelce after the play.
I couldn't believe it.
You can't block these
Patrick
guys.
Chung had one of his better games, didn't he? He seemed physical all night
Patrick's
long.
Patrick's played well for us all year. He's really done a great job for us all season. Yeah, he had played really well against Kelce. 3 yards a catch, that was, that was phenomenal. And then, this is another good hustle play here. One of the big plays in the game. On the check down here to Davis, and Davis kind of, slips a tackle. Hightower comes over and makes the tackle. And then Chandler, lays out, knocks the ball out here. And then Hightower gets the recovery. So, a huge momentum play for us to start that second half. And again, a lot of the game was, to me about, effort and second effort, hustle and just good awareness, good ball awareness here.
That's a hard thing to do too. 10, 12, 16 play drives where you're hanging as a defense, a little tired, and they protect the ball so well.
Yeah, they do. And they do a great job of that. But, and here's a play where the guys are rushing the passer and then the ball's thrown, and then turning and running and chasing the ball. And, here Chandler, dives over to make the strip. Hightower making the tackle, getting the ball off the ground, recovering the fumble. That's a huge play for us. See the energy the team has, and that's always a good thing.
Felt the energy all night. Really did from the get-go. I thought the fans had a lot to do with that, too. On offense.
Offensively, everybody got involved. We had the ball spread around to everybody. I thought this was a big play for us early in the game when Kansas City brought the two off the weak side here. Amendola makes the sight adjustment, and it looks like Kansas City's kind of screwed up on the rotation. We were going at a quick tempo, and it looks like they missed it. They got everybody on this side. Brady, of course, finds Danny out in the flat. So, that slowed down some of their pressure calls. At least through the first half, they kind of came back with them in the second half a little bit more. But that was a big play for us. Keyshawn Martin's done a great job for us all year, both in the return game and offensively. Playing inside, playing outside. This is Peters, Pro Bowl corner, and it's a little stutter move there. Peters sits on it. Keyshawn makes a nice play. Tom finds him there. Big play gets out of the hole.
Rob does a nice job holding his guy off. You see this develop as the play. He full well knowing, he's going to Keyshawn here. He just kind of pulls up right there at that last second to allow him to catch that.
Yep. That was a big play to get us out of the hole there. And so, Danny, Keyshawn, this was well executed. One of the, really well executed play by, Rob and Tom. On the double move here, so Barry kind of goes for the hitch. Tom pumps him right there. It's well executed all the way around the route, the pump fake, and Barry takes it all the way.
Sometimes too, you give the signals throughout the course of the game. You may run that hitch, give him the hitch signal, then you pump it, right?
Absolutely.
They call that the old sucker play.
Yeah.
Stamp sucker on his head. That's a good one.
Another heads up play here with James White going to the flat and. The coverage just not getting out there quick enough. Dula just not getting to the flat quick enough. And James White again, who's made, big plays for us every week, turns on the speed here, outruns the, Sean Smith, the corner, beats the safety here. Another big chunk play to get us out of the hole, 25 yard game. An excellent job by Tom getting the ball quickly and, James turning it into a big play. Kansas City now kind of getting caught in the substitution here. We're at the line. You can see the umpire and the referee backing out. Obviously not set, not organized. And then, easy completion here to Edelman on the play action pass. But again, good execution and good timing on our part here. Everybody set, everybody ready to go into the play quickly. Well executed, and just, Kansas City just not able to get set on it. So all the receivers were involved here. We had a big play on the punt return too. I thought this was another very well executed play here. It starts, of course, with getting the gunners. That's Logan and Pat Chung out there, doing a good job on Conley. He really can't get off the line. We get the backside handled here. Real good force inside by Dakota Watson. You see Dakota coming right up the middle. He carries a couple guys back with him, which, displaces the coverage and, kind of creates a hole in the coverage here. Excellent job downfield by Jordan Richards. This is Nate Ebner. Getting a penalty here. Yeah, coming off the play. Giving us an opportunity. Brandon King here on the backside. And, of course, Danny hits it. And then a real good decision right here by Dakota, pulling off, not making this block. Probably a block in the back there if he throws it and get a call back. And, as it is, we got the ball down there, inside the 35-yard line, which sets up points. And you always like to see that sideline, respond to those kind of plays.
The offense gets excited. You're getting that at the 48 as opposed to you're all the way down inside that 35.
Yeah.
It's different mindset.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, it came down to this, as it did in a lot of the games last weekend in the playoffs and that divisional round of the playoffs. But again, I thought well executed here on the onside kick by the Hands team. It's a good kick. It's a good kick. It comes down right there at the 10-yard mark. But these guys are all blocked. It's a nice screen right there in front of Rob. Rob makes a good play on the ball, but he's able to make a good clean play, because of the blocking and the execution that goes up there in front of it. And, you can see Kansas City's doing, the right thing here. They're trying to twist and, get guys free off the kick. We're able to, pick up these three guys right in front of the ball, give Rob a clean chance at it and make the recovery. So, great way to end the game there. Run off
the clock. All around. On to Denver, Coach.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Go get them. See you next week. Thanks for joining us for the plays of the week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.